Larry S. Diary Week 11. Monday. Up early to go on my vermin patrol before breakfast. I understand Bozzy is off to visit yet another hospital, this time in a place called Watford. I really don't know how many hospitals he has visited since he moved into No 10, but it's a lot. I must admit I always equate people hospitals with animal vets. Bozzy seems quite happy to visit hospitals, but they have to put me in a cage if I am to visit a vet. Before I chat any more about today's news, I saw in one of yesterday's newspapers that the Poison Dwarf was being suggested as a GNU Prime Minister. Well, my jaw nearly hit the floor. How could anyone believe that the little Remona could ever unite anything? I had to laugh this morning when the little otter read out what purported to be a diary written by Dylan the Mutt from today's Daily Mail. Surely people know that he is too young to write, and unlike my diary, it is obviously all made up. Mind it did start off by saying that I, Larry the Chief Mouser, was the boss. If the truth be known, Dylan is becoming a randy little mutt and is too busy chasing Bailey around the No 10 garden. The Sag has had to pull him off her several times. The Climate Extinction Rebellion mob are out on the streets of London today. They are making a lot of noise, banging drums at the end of the Downing Street and giving me a headache. I wonder if I can get out there and scratch a few. I just heard someone say that there have been 125 of them arrested so far this morning. I say they should all be locked up in the Tower of London. A few whoops coming out of the offices sent me scampering in to find out what was going on. The Scottish High Court has thrown out the case that the fat Scottish woman had brought to force Bozzy to write a letter asking for a Brexit extension, as in the Benn Act. Tomorrow they are supposed to rule on whether they can write a letter on Bozzy's behalf. Seems a bit pointless if they want to make him write one. This afternoon I understand from listening to whispers in the offices that Bozzy and Dom have decided to pull the statutory instrument they were going to lay before the HOC tomorrow. The SI would have kept the UK state aid rules in line with the S rules. But if we leave the EU at the end of the month, there is no need to keep in line. In fact, it would be of huge advantage to Bozzy if he could give compensation to any business badly affected by Brexit. As the tramp doesn't like the EU rules, he is unlikely to make a fuss. It's a miserable drizzly evening here in London. I ventured out for a while and got my fur wet, which I have told you before I hate. So as the heating is on in Downing Street, I think I will go and sprawl next to a radiator until my food appears and chuckle at all those Extinction Rebellion lot getting wet. Tuesday. Lots of stinky people slept in tents in Whitehall last night. I crept out of the cat flap in the middle of the night, leapt over the garden wall and peed on a few tents and was back asleep in my basket in double quick time. I hope they liked the present. If they are still there tonight, I will do the same thing. I understand that the police cleared Westminster Bridge in the early hours. They pretended to go home and the stinkies went to bed in their tents, only for the police to come back around midnight and clear them out. Today the stinkies have been begging for food. It seems that them blocking the roads has made deliveries to shops in central London difficult, and many have empty shelves. I had to chuckle when I read that many of them had been visiting McDonald's for a quick burger. Not very green, but if you are hungry, it's any port in a storm. Bozzy had a Brexit phone call with Mrs. Merkin. I thought it went quite well, as I didn't hear anyone shouting. On the radio this morning, someone had told them that Mrs. Merkin was not very happy with Bozzy's leaving document and had said the EU would not agree them. This would mean us leaving without a deal. She is reported as saying that the backstop had to remain. In fact, she is reported as saying that Northern Ireland would have to remain in the EU forever. Bozzy wasn't very happy and suggested that talks were on the verge of collapse. What then happened is that several of the left-wing papers claimed that Dom was responsible for the leak. This is typical of these papers, trying to blame Dom for everything and anything. Image Mrs. Merkin. There is not much Brexit news about today. It all seems to be about the stinkies. I see that this afternoon the police have resorted to a Section 14 notice that will allow them to arrest any of them that do not follow instructions to move to a defined area in Trafalgar Square. At about 3:30 the number arrested had reached 471, I bet that will go up rapidly. Bozzi had a visit this afternoon from the EU Parliament President. Just how many presidents does the EU have? I think they said his name was Sasol, but I understood that was a South African oil company. It was difficult for me to understand what was going on because I don't speak Italian and unlike Bozzi I don't have a translator whispering in my ear. However, I think he was another one telling Bozzi that the only deal that the EU would do was if they could annex Northern Ireland. Late this afternoon Bozzi had another phone call with Taoiseach. Again they seemed to me to have a reasonably convivial conversation. Afterwards they said that they both still wanted to strike a deal. Somehow I don't think that is likely to happen. Wednesday. I had a bit of a lie-in this morning as the street has been cleared of stinkies and I didn't have to leave them many presents. It seems to be another one of those not very busy days for domestic politics. However, Bozzi is planning an emergency meeting of Parliament on Saturday 19 October. This is unusual because MPs are usually very lazy and don't like to work on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is just after the EU summit and I think he wants to be prepared just in case the EU agree a deal. The Scottish court said there was no need for them to rule on whether they had the power to authorise someone to send a letter to the EU asking for an extension. They said they would consider it again if Bozzi didn't send a letter, but as yet he hadn't done anything wrong. This seems to have pleased both sides. One of the newspapers says that the EU is about to concede that Northern Ireland would be able to unilaterally withdraw, after a number of years, from a new Irish backstop if Stormont agreed. The DUP are not very happy with this as the Irish nationalists in Stormont would block leaving forever. Two interesting stories have emerged from the EU Parliament in Brussels this afternoon. Brexit party MEP Rupert Lowe had a row with the European Commissioner over what the EU intended to do to stop Dutch fishing in British waters post-Brexit. She refused to answer, instead saying it was a question for Michael Barnier. Then the President of the EU Parliament said in the chamber that he had been in discussion with the poison dwarf about how to thwart a no-deal Brexit. This enraged the Brexit party who wanted to ask questions which he refused to take. Right, that enough for today. I wonder what's for dinner. Image dinner time. Thursday. A lot of banging about in the kitchen woke me up this morning and told me Bozzi was off on another trip. Just so long as they don't forget to my breakfast out while I am off on my morning constitutional. Bozzi had gone when I got back in, but I did hear he was off to the northwest to meet the Taoiseach on neutral ground. I expect to hear more about this later. Now the important news of the day. The Okado man has just left a delivery on the kitchen worktop. He was a very nice man who talked to me. He told me he had a cat at home and rubbed it under my chin. I couldn't help purring. I did a quick inspection of the delivery and found fresh cat litter, boo, dog food, more booze, and loads of Felix, including my favorite chicken, cheers. But what is tofu? I hear on the radio that stinkies have moved on to London City Airport where they are being arrested at 1 a minute. With 900 having been arrested over the last couple of days, I wonder where they are putting them all. They even tried to march a giant pink octopus down Whitehall this morning. I heard the police kettled it. Are they having it for lunch? Image lady in red. It turns out Bozzi was off to the Wirral to meet the Taoiseach at a big hotel. The meeting went on much longer than anyone expected and they put out a joint statement at the end. They said that they have had good talks and that they can see a path to an agreement. I have heard someone saying that they have gone back to basics and have been talking about a free trade agreement and not the withdrawal agreement that is so problematical. Both teams have gone back to their respective governments to talk further but have promised to stay in close touch. Steve Barclay was supposed to be going to Brussels this morning for more talks, but they were cancelled after the S intransigence earlier this week. The talks have been hastily reinstated for tomorrow and Steve will be back on the early morning Eurostar. Image Brussels yet again. Friday. Well, it is Felix in my cat bowl this morning, but beef not chicken. Still, it is pretty good and I don't intend to leave any to snack on later as I caught the mutt sniffing round my bowl last night. I shall have to go begging round the offices later. The MSM this morning is full of bossy-ass talks with the tea shop. Most of them seem to be happy that things might be moving to an end. Steve is in Brussels for breakfast talks with Barnier, I guess we will be hearing a bit more later. At the moment what is actually being discussed is being kept under tight wraps, but the speculation is still on an FDA this morning. I see the tramp got himself in trouble yesterday when he was answering questions on his party's child support policy. Someone asked how much it would cost and he didn't know. He tried to look it up on his laptop but couldn't find an answer. Next he tried to phone a friend and still didn't get an answer. Has he been taking lessons from the Abbot Potamus? Steve's meeting with Mr. Barnier lasted quite long time, but afterwards he said nothing to the assembled press pack. Barnier, however, muttered some nonsense about Brexit being like climbing a mountain, then went off to talk to representatives of the remaining 27 countries. Later he announced that they were now going to have some serious discussions with us. About time they got serious. Bozzy wants to keep the discussions secret and has not said what they are discussing. I wonder if the EU will agree to keep secret. I have been keeping my ear to the ground today to try to find out what Bozzy's plan really is. They are keeping it secret. I reckon only a few of the cabinet know what is going on. What I can say is that Bozzy and Dom have been walking around today with grins like my Cheshire cousin. I am off to find out what's for tea. Probably the rest of this morning's Felix beef. Image my Cheshire cat cousin. Saturday. I like weekends as they are usually quite in Whitehall. They give me a chance to wander around the estate and check everything out, but I understand that next Saturday Bozzy is going to have a sitting of the hock. Now I hear that if Bozzy manages to get a deal with the EU he will get the hock to vote on it. Will this get him around the Surrender Act? I see that there is another opinion poll out last night that put Bozzy's lot 13% ahead of the Tramps mob, and people were asked who they preferred as PM, with Bozzy on 41% and the Tramp on 21%. This rather pleased Bozzy. Mao the Marxist was interviewed by that bloke Campbell, you know, the one who got thrown out of the Labour Party for voting limp dump. Well, he was asked if the Tramp would resign as Labour leader if he lost the next election. He said yes and so would he. He also said that the next Labour leader should be a lady, and he favoured someone called, I think, Rebecca Mondaley. That made Bozzy and Dom laugh, as they called her things like gormless and brainless and said bring it on. Ah, it's Sunday tomorrow, my day of rest. Copyright, Worthing Gooner 2019.